You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Saturday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:35pm with Ross Briley, Gary Capewell and Craig Forsyth in the studio. A busy day to look forward to as well with day three of the July Festival at Newmarket. The July Cup is the feature race on their card. There's a good day at York as well with the John Smith's Cup, the feature on their card. There's good racing at Ascot and Chester as well in the afternoon, and Hamilton and Salisbury in the evening. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me to look ahead to a lot of that racing is Mr. James Millman. How are you, James?
Pretty good, thank you, Mark.
It's a busy old Saturday, isn't it?
It is the busy Saturday, isn't it? Where we always get every year, I expect to read in Monday's paper, too much racing on Saturday, too much high-class racing. But, I'd say, same for everyone on Saturday.
Yeah, we're going to look ahead to four races on Saturday, one at Ascot, a couple from Newmarket and one at York. We'll move on to those in due course, but whilst it is the July Festival at Newmarket, let's just take a look at, look back at Day 1's action, which took place on Thursday. Two Group 2s on the card and two surprise winners, really. Shalar winning the July Stakes at 14-1, the John Gosden second string. And in the 3:15, the Princess of Wales' stakes, a bit more of a shock there in the shape of Big Orange, who made all and stuck on Gamely to win at 25-1. So what did you make of the two features, or the two big
winners? Yeah, obviously, big price winners. Although, to be fair, I think the two-year-old in July Stakes, Shalar, always been highly regarded at John Gosden's, but a little bit temperamental as such, and very difficult. Just about got him in the stalls when he won on his second start at Newmarket. They were very, very lucky that day. And Frankie went for Eltazam as the number one string for Mal Shakar, but obviously third in the Coventry, and looked to have a much stronger form credentials. And it meant that Rab Havlin, who's probably ridden Shalar quite a lot at home for John Gosden, he normally rides some of the tricky, if talented, horses at home for John Gosden. And nice to see Rab get a Group 2 winner as Shalar went clear. Obviously, that temperament's going to be a little bit of a concern for the future, because obviously when Rab gave him a reminder, he hung badly left-handed. But still got the job done. A lot of natural ability, and we should see where he goes from here. Big Orange, impressed with him. Good ride from Jamie Spencer, riding extremely well. Obviously, he announced his retirement last year, but made a reverse of that decision, and certainly the right decision. He gave that one a cracking ride. A jockey, punters perhaps get a little bit annoyed that gets there too late, but he made a run-in on Big Orange, set some nice fractions, and set out perfectly in a 25-1 shot. So that was a great ride, and showed Jamie at his best.
Yeah, another good day for the informed Mark Johnston as well. He had a couple of winners on the card. He had Lumiere in the Maiden Filly Stakes, and he also had Resonant, a big price winner, in one of the handicaps on the card. So he continues to go well, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's in really, really good form, and especially with his two-year-olds. And he looks like he's got a very, very decent filly in Lumiere, who made all the run-in, settled nicely in front, and quick and clear to win by six lengths from Sharjah Queen and Lucky Kamani representative. The fact that she was 6-5 on debut suggests that she's been working really, really well at Mark Johnson's place. And Russ Kennemore, the jockey, he rides her at home, it's the fastest horse she's ever sat on. So she came with a bit of reputation. She certainly showed that the reputation was justified, as she won very, very cosily. You'd imagine she'll be straight up into black type races. And Mark Johnson, for Godolphin, or for Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed Al Maktoum, you'd imagine she might be in blue colours pretty shortly, but she looks to be a very, very nice filly.
Mm. One more that I want to mention as well, Mr. Singh, who won the opening race, the Group 3 Bahrain Trophy. Read the script really, because Frankie Dettori came out to that race to the bagpipe, celebrating 30 years since he first rode at Newmarket, and gave him a pretty comfortable win in the end.
Yeah, he did it very, very nicely. As expected, he was 108 going into the race. All his rivals were rated at 100, so he had £10 in hand, and 98 rated Feature Empire was second. He ran well, but probably not the strongest of Group 2s. Tommy Dock, obviously second in the Queen's Vase. He finished third. I'm not sure how good the three-year-olds actually are as a whole bunch. Obviously, Golden Horn, very, very impressive at the top of them. But I think generally they're a pretty limited bunch of individuals. I think Mr. Singh, you obviously imagine he's going to have a great chance in the St. Ledger. He's 8-1 second favourite. And John Gosden normally targets this race, the Bahrain Trophy, with his St. Ledger horses. I think he won it with Master Marvel a few years ago. And that's the one, probably for me, at 8-1, I think it's quite a nice price for it for the St. Ledger. So Mr. Singh, one to keep an eye out for the final classic of the year.
Anything else stand out to you?
Yeah, no, it was a busy day, competitive race, and obviously Resonant won the big handicap. Every day they have very competitive handicaps at the July Festival. And Mark Johnson is proving that despite the fact that they're focusing on the two-year-olds, he can still get it done with the older horses. His Resonant was a three-year-old, and he's doing a very, very good job for the nursery outfit as such for Godolphin.
Right, let's leave that there and move on to Saturday's racing. Plenty to look forward to. James is going to concentrate on four races for us, and we'll get his thoughts next.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
We'll start at Ascot in there, 2:45. This is the Summer Mile Stakes, which is Group 2 over a mile. It's for four-year-olds and older. The betting headed by A-Rod, who's 5-2, 9-2 for Cable Bay and Lightning Spear. Bow Creek is 6-1, 7s for Muharib, 9-1 for Horse to Combat, and 10s or bigger for the other two. There is a significant non-runner here as well. Tomor will not run because they've got Goodwood on the mind for him, I believe. But the two in the Qatar Racing colours, probably the two to concentrate on, A-Rod and Lightning Spear at the top of the market.
Definitely. A-Rod won well at Epsom last time out. That was a really, really good effort. Showed that that potential. Obviously, he ran a really good race, finished fourth final straight in the Derby. Mile and a half stretched him back down to a mile now. We'll certainly see him prove very effective. He was third in the lock-ins with Cable Bay back in fifth. You'd imagine he's going to hold him on that form. And he's definitely the form horse to beat. But Qatar Racing do set a little bit of a poser here, because Lightning Spear, who has been very impressive in his four starts so far, and meeting in four, he's worked his way up through the handicap ranks. Obviously, won his maiden at Kempton as a two-year-old. Only one run as a three-year-old when winning at Nottingham. And this year he's come back with a win off 91 at Lingfield, won impressively, and then won well off 96 at Salisbury. Now, he's only rated 104. He was in the John Smith's Cup, obviously a race we're going to preview a little bit later on, and that race is worth more prize money than the Summer Mile. Realistically, you can have a better chance at the weights, because he's the lowest horse in this race with a rating of his 104. A-Rod's 117, so he's got to improve another £13 to really give A-Rod a bit of a race, and if he can improve £13, he'd win the John Smith's with ease. So, very interesting that connections are running Lightning Spear in this race, and it will be fascinating to see how he gets on, because he is a very, very talented individual. We've still got a little bit more to do. I think A-Rod will come out on top, but I think it'll be a race dominated by Qatar Racing. Bow Creek ended last year in good form and transferred to the Charlie Appleby stable. First run was a little bit disappointing at Sandown. He was last of six behind Custom Cut, so he does need to improve. But on the Mark Johnson form that he showed at the back end, winning a Group 2 at Goodwood and then a Group 2 at Leopardstown, he would have to be fancied. But can the Appleby team do as good a job as Mark Johnson did with him? And that's a little bit debatable at the moment. And I think A-Rod is the one to beat.
A-Rod the one to beat in the Summer Mile. We'll move to Newmarket next for their 3:10. This is the Bunbury Cup, which is a heritage handicap, a Class 2 event over 7 furlongs. Plenty of them in the field here. The market headed by AR, who's 11-2, 8-1 for Chill the Kite. Lulu the Zulu is 11-1, 12 for Bronze Angel, Jalotta. One word more, Unforgiving Minutes, Related and Firm Decisions. It's then 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. We'll start here with the market leader then, James, in the shape of AR, who won a big field race at Newbury, the Spring Cup, finished mid-division in the Royal Hunt Cup, but faded late on, so this dropping trip probably suit?
Yeah, possibly. He had good form at 7 furlongs last year. He actually won over course distance for Mick Shannon when he was previously trained by him before Al Shakab Racing bought him and transferred him to Luca Kamani's care. He was fifth in the Hunt Cup last year. Not quite so good this year, but a little bit higher in the weights. Really good return when winning the Spring Mile, as you say, at Newbury. Off a mark of 96, £6 higher. Just wonder whether the handicap's got hold of him off a mark of 102, and I think he's a little bit skinny at 11-2 for Al Shakab Racing. The one I like here is Firm Decisions for Dean Ivory. Two wins on the Roadie Mile over 7 furlongs at Newmarket, and he goes to July track obviously today. But Dean Ivory's gelding really improved since switched to his stable, and he'd been very, very impressive. Yard a little bit unfashionable, Dean Ivory, obviously compared to Luca Kamani, but they can get a job done, and Firm Decisions sneaks in number 20, and he'll be the one for me at 12-1. A fascinating contender is Clive Cox's Unforgiving Minute, a rapid improve on your weather. at the back end of last year, winning three races in a row, and from 83 to 104. The concern is he's had two runs on turf, and those two runs have been beaten 16 lengths and 28 lengths. Is he purely another horse? That is the problem. But like I say, it'll be interesting to see how he gets on. Clive's always liked this horse. He set him up into a conditions race against very useful older horses when he was only rated 83, so he was prepared to risk that handicap mark initially. It'll just be fascinating to see if he can transfer that or weather form onto grass. If he does, 12 to 1 is a massive price, but in all honesty, we have no proof that he will do. So big question mark against Unforgiven Minute. Childerkite, a really consistent sort for Hugh Morrison. Probably 108 is perhaps a little bit high in the handicap for him now, but he's certainly dangerous. But I do think Firm Decisions has got a great chance for Dean Ivory and Pat Cosgrove.
Firm Decisions for James then in the Bunbury Cup. Moving up to the Knavesmire for the 325 next. This is the John Smith's Cup, another heritage handicap on the day. This one's over a mile and a quarter, and the betting headed by Mount Logan, who's 7-1. Arab Dawn 8, 10-1 for Firefighting and First Flight. It's 10-1 also for Ajman Bridge and Sanokian Star. Balti Boys is 12s, 14s for Master Carpenter and Collaboration and Voice of a Leader, and 16s or bigger for the others. I suppose we should start with your old man's horse, Master Carpenter.
Yep, he ran an absolute cracker at Sandown last week in a mile handicap. He likes soft ground. Unfortunately, with the British summer at the moment, he's not getting it. And Master Carpenter ran a really, really good race off his marker 104, and he got beat half a length in a very, very similar competitive handicap. A handicap has stuck him up £3, but because the weights are framed for this race 3-4 weeks ago, he runs up his old marker 104. So handicap-wise, he's got a very, very good chance. He's drawn him still one, which I think is a bonus at York. And in a race which, generally, the field are pretty exposed, if Lightning Spear had been declared, he would have been a very, very short price favourite. And like I said, I'm slightly surprised Qatar Racing didn't choose to do so, but I think it could be in my old man's favour, because this is a 150 grand handicap, a really, really valuable race. Obviously, Master Carpenter only ran last week. He would prefer softer ground, and we're not going to get that. But I think he's got a really, really good chance. So he will actually be my selection in the race, Master Carpenter. But obviously, other runners, Arab Dawn, highly progressive for Hugh Morrison as a free-year-old. I think he started off about 65. He's now worked his way up to the hundreds, and he won nicely at Ascot last time up. That was a mile and a half. He's dropping back to a mile and a quarter. Is he going to have the speed in this kind of grade to defy such a mark? That would be the question mark about Arab Dawn. Mount Logan doesn't win very often. He's a little bit disappointing this year, but a good effort behind Masoub at Ascot. It's taken a while to come to himself. It was a really, really good run. And Kevin Stott takes off £3, so that's dangerous. Interestingly, Kirby, who is the retained jockey for Sheikh Mohammed Obeid Al Maktoum, he rides Ajman Bridge, who really does struggle to get his head in front. He hasn't won since his first two starts. But Adam, both got 9-7. Adam has chosen to ride Ajman Bridge when perhaps you would have thought the claim would have suited Mount Logan. And Mount Logan is our favourite, yet Ajman Bridge is 3 points bigger. So I would be going for Adam's choice. I'd respect his judgment. So Ajman Bridge would be out of two of those I would favour. So Master Carpenter will be the selection. Hopefully my old man will really do have a nice big win like that. But the alternative will be Ajman Bridge for Luca Kamani and Adam Kirby.
Onto the big race at Newmarket next, and the 3:45. This is the Darley July Cup. It's part of the British Champion Series and Global Sprint Challenge, a Group 1 contest over 6 furlongs. The market dominated by Brazen Bow and Muhara, who are now 9-4 joint favourites. It's then 12-1 for Muthmere. Anthem Alexander is also 12s, 14s for G-Force and Tropics, 16-1 for Astaire and Danzino and Soul Power, and then 20-1 or bigger prices for the others. So Brazen Bow, who caught everybody's eye at Royal Ascot when racing alone down the stand side, and the up-and-coming Mahara, who bolted up at Royal Ascot, the two to start with here, I suppose.
Yeah, we've got a clash of the different races, I suppose. Obviously, Mahara won the Commonwealth Cup. Brazen Bow, arguably unlucky in the Golden Jubilee. We don't know. We purely don't know, keeping in a straight line, keeping away from the others. Took the most direct route, but how much of a disadvantage was it to race in his own? I think Craig Williams did the right thing. I don't think he would have won the race still if he'd swerved with the other horses that were drawn next to him, because they ended up back on his side. So I think he saved ground that way, and I don't know if it disadvantaged him or not. We don't know, but I do think he's a very, very nice type. Muhara is a horse which generally has gone under the radar, despite the fact he's won some really big races, and he was the highest rated horse going into the Commonwealth Cup, but didn't get a mention really. He was obviously overlooked by stable jockey Paul Hannigan. He chose to ride at 8. So Dana Neal picked up the real nice spare and booted him home. He did disappoint in the French 2000 Guineas, but that was excusable. And I'd say I was really impressed by his turn of foot. But out of two, I like the Brazen Bow. We will see if it made a difference, because obviously, hopefully, he'll race in a pack, although stall 15, he's on the outside of all the runners again. But you'd imagine they'd race tighter together at Newmarket. It's a much narrower course than what we have at Ascot. Two-horse race, I do just prefer Brazen Bow. Muff Mur, I think, is a big price at 12-1. Dana Neal rides him, because obviously Paul Hannigan is now back on Muharia. And Muff Mur has just been too keen in quite a few races. Perhaps Dane can get him to settle, and he might just pose a bit of a danger. I think we've got a lot of each-way value around, because it's 12-1 bar. They're the top two in the market. Afam Alexander, third to Muharia. You'd be surprised if she could overturn the form, but she's obviously going to be dangerous. But Tropics, can't leave him out. He was obviously second in this race last year. Ran a shocker in the Golden Jubilee for whatever reason. I don't know, but he was very, very disappointing. But if he returns to the form of that win on his reappearance at Windsor when he broke the course record, where he looked in really, really good shape, he's going to be dangerous. But I think Brazen Bow will be the win selection, and I'll probably put Tropics up each way.
Okay, good stuff. Let's have a quick summary as usual, James, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, of tomorrow's race and in the Summer Mile at Royal Ascot. I think it's going to be a Qatar racing benefit with A-Rod to beat Lightning Spear. And then we head off to Newmarket for the Bunbury Cup. I think Dean Ivory's Firm Decisions has got a cracking each-way chance. Revitalised and switching to turf, winning his last two starts at Newmarket's Roadie Mile. I think back on the July course, he'd be just as effective. So he's going to be dangerous. In the John Smith Cup, I've gone for Master Carpenter. Perhaps just because he's trained with my dad, I'd like to see him win even more. But I think he's got a great chance, won a real good race on third in a competitive race at Sandown last weekend. Hopefully he can go two places better in the 150 grand John Smith Cup. And finally, for the July Cup, Brazen Bow is the one I think can land the Group 1 spoils.
Superb. Thank you very much, James. Good luck and enjoy on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
So there you go, the thoughts of James Millman on Saturday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 1:35 p.m. Ross Brierley, Gary Capewell and Craig Forsyth will be in the studio. It's a busy day to look forward to. Day 3 of the July Festival at Newmarket. Good racing at York, Ascot and Chester alongside that in the afternoon, and Hamilton and Salisbury to finish off in the evening. So plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Saturday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.